Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It's winter here in Phoenix, Scott, which means it's like 70 yep. degrees and sunny. But there is still
the
something
sweater.
That feels...
Put on that sweater, Peter.
Yeah, well, even if I have a sweater on, I still want to eat a really delicious soup.
Yeah, in our house too, where it's a little bit more chilly. And speaking of that, we just did this great white chicken chili. We tried it out, cannellini beans, smoked chicken, pickled peppers on top, tasted really good, just took us too much time. Peter, what about you?
Yeah, just today we were talking about a lentil soup for dinner with tonight, and we were going to put the Anaheim chilies from our garden in there, so it sounds like it could be delicious. Here at Now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is here with us, and I think she's probably always thinking about soup in one way or another, and she's got a few recipes for us today. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you. Yes, I am thinking about soup a lot, but both of your soups sound great. I'm not sure you need me.
Oh, we need you, because you have these great recipes here, given we're at the end of February. I gather you're bringing kind of winter slash spring soups for us today?
Well, these are three new recipes, and they, while hearty and nutritious, also veer towards a little bit of a lighter touch. It's that point in the season where the calendar tells us that spring's around the corner, but it sure doesn't feel like that in many parts of the country. So yeah, I started out with a sausage, leek, and white bean soup, which sounds really hearty, but there's something inextricably light and brothy about this soup. It's got leeks that are sauteed with some shallots and garlic and fresh rosemary. And then you add chicken stock or vegetable stock. It's got carrots and celery. But one of the distinguishing qualities is it's got fresh fennel, which has a wonderful, slightly licorice flavor. Mm. It just adds that little bit of something where you're tasting it and you go, ooh, ooh, what is that? And then it's got cooked white cannellini beans, which you can get in a can or a box now. Yep. And then you use a little bit of sausage, hot or sweet Italian sausage, cut into chunks, but nothing's pureed. So it's this beautiful broth with the flavors of these vegetables and the beans and the sausage. Quite simple, and to your earlier point, quite quick to make, particularly if you lean on using a good quality boxed or canned stock.
You also have a take on classic chicken and rice. And before we get to the recipe, Kathy, you mentioned chicken stock in the other recipe. Do you make your own chicken stock? I know we do at home, and it's not even that hard.
Exactly.
We don't in my home, so I'm listening.
You don't. Okay, so listen. So let me just demystify this.
Yeah.
Here's what stock is. Let's say you want a chicken stock. You put parts of a chicken or a whole chicken in a pot. You throw in some carrots, some celery, and an onion. You almost fill it with water, a few peppercorns and salt. You walk away. An hour later, you have stock. And not only do you have stock, you have a fully cooked chicken that you can use for tacos and sandwiches. Mm. And I like to take that stock, I'll strain it, I'll freeze it, and anytime I want to make a soup, there it is in my freezer, ready. Here's the deal. Stock is the spine, the base of the soup. It's where all the flavor comes from. If you use a cruddy variety from the supermarket, you'll have a good soup. Will you have a great soup? Maybe not. So on a Sunday afternoon, simmer it up, whether it's a vegetable stock, a beef stock, or a chicken stock. And we do have a link on the website to all of those. Mm.
And how does it go into your chicken and rice recipe here?
So this, to me, is what I make anytime I get a tickle in my throat or I feel something coming on, or you just feel like winter's lasting forever. You put a chicken in a pot, you do exactly what I said, or you have 8 cups of canned or boxed chicken stock. I would urge people to look for low sodium stock and organic if that's in your price range. So what you do is you just simmer the stock, whatever it is. You add some chopped onions, carrots, celery, and I add parsnips. Parsnips are a beautiful root vegetable that we see in the spring in New England. It adds an earthy sweetness. It's delicious. The other thing that's different in this soup is fresh dill. wonderful spring-like herb. It adds a freshness, and then cook chicken and you add the white rice that you've cooked separately at the end. And this is what we called, when I was growing up, Jewish penicillin. It'll fix anything that ails you.
Kathy, we have just about a minute, and I want to get to this final soup you have, roasted winter squash and carrot soup. Tell us about this one, and I think you can even go vegan on this one.
Yeah, this is a dairy-free and vegan soup. It has a spectacular, rich orange color. I used a winter squash. You can use a butternut, a buttercup squash, fresh carrots. This is the basis of the simplest soup of all. You roast up some squash and carrots. You throw it into a pot with some vegetable stock. Add a little bit of fresh ginger and chives. Cook it till it's tender. Whirl it up in a blender. You're done. This is an under an hour soup. And the color alone will make you think spring and summer will arrive.
What you have just reinforced is something that I've been learning over the years, is that soup is actually pretty simple. And we've got these recipes here from Kathy Gunst at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thank you.